Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, and I'm Charlotte Kniep. Thanks for tuning in. So Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and while it's traditionally an American and Canadian holiday to celebrate the bounty of the year, this time of year, at the end of the year, is still a wonderful opportunity to reflect on all of the blessings that we have in our lives, no matter where you live. And this year, in particular, has been really difficult for me and for my family. We've had a couple of tragedies, but when I pause and I think of the many, many ways that the Lord really has reached out and blessed us or has guided my path, it helps to lift my spirits, and it's therapeutic for me to think of the many ways that I really have been blessed. So there are different ways that we can do that, different ways that we can reflect and give thanks, but there are a few suggestions that I wanted to share with you today. So number one is to reflect and write down the ways that you have seen the Lord's hand in your life this year and share it with someone, maybe a spouse, a family member, or a friend, and have them do the same thing. So my husband and I do this on occasion when we go through a trial or something difficult or something unpleasant happens. We share with each other different things that we have learned from the experience and different ways that we've noticed the Lord influencing us and helping us through that experience. And sometimes it helps to share it with each other because we can remind each other about different aspects of the experience and different blessings that we may have forgotten. And I'm trying every day now to write a few ways that I have seen the Lord bless me, but it's also good to just reflect on the year as a whole so you can see patterns and maybe see how one blessing or another opportunity has led to another and another. Tip number two is to write down your talents and look for ways that you can serve in your community when you can use your talents. So giveback.lds.org is actually a really great resource to find different opportunities to serve in your community. So if you're a singer or a writer or a musician or an accountant, there's always a need for service, and it's a great way to show the Lord that you are grateful for the talents that He's given you. And tip number three, every Thanksgiving, I try and do something where I just kneel down and I just say a thank you prayer. I don't ask for anything. I just pause and reflect and express gratitude to Heavenly Father. And the interesting thing is I've found that while I'm doing that, all of these other blessings and wonderful things that have happened start flooding into my mind. And it's been a really great experience for me to do that. And then I would also recommend to watch some episodes from the Mormon Channel series Give Back. If you haven't seen it yet, you can catch those on mormonchannel.org. And it's a great thing to do maybe while you're cooking dinner or after dinner when everyone's kind of lounging around the house, tired, and maybe getting ready to take a nap. These episodes are really sweet and they can spark a lot of ideas for how you can give back in your own community or in your own family. And then finally, I would say to go through your home and find items. You've heard of spring cleaning, but we're talking about winter cleaning right now. If you can go through and find some items in your home that maybe you're not using anymore or you haven't used for a long while, find some items that you can donate, maybe even cans of food or gently used clothing or books or toys or bedding. And if you don't have a Deseret Industries store near you that you can donate to, really, any thrift store or community center or church clothing drive would be a really great opportunity to serve the community in that way. And you'll really, when you do this, you'll realize how much you actually have and also how much you don't need. So if you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, that you're able to spend it with people that you love. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you have a wonderful end of the year, reflecting on all that the Lord has done for you in 2016. We're going to close today with a quote from the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. And he says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." Thank you for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.